Fliss was dead. She was dead. No doubt about it. Karen knew it. We all knew it. Karen, my sister, was a single parent. She doubted on Felicity. But before she had a chance to get to know the world, the tiny thing died one night, very quietly, in her sleep.
Light Bulbs by Alex Jones. A Tale of the Supernatural. Light Bulbs.
Trusted Felicity to God's merciful keeping, and we now commit her body to the ground. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Oh, God! The little baby! Come on, can't be brave!
There's only a baby, he ain't dead!
Oh, the poor little bugger!
The
baby! That I know God to call me!
What are you saying?
It's such a little bit. Why should he take her with a world full of murderers and lunatics?
Of course there's a god. Now shut up, Bill, and think of more Karen. He's got to have something to cling to.
Oh, could you please vacate the gravesite now?
Yeah, I'm going to be
I dead. Don't want to leave me, Pepper.
Oh, I understand how you must feel.
No, you don't. No one does. I can't bear the thought of it. Me poor baby alone under all that earth.
Hello? Mum?
Steve? Where am you?
At the airport. Heathrow.
Oh.
I'll be home tomorrow. What? Aren't you going to say anything? You haven't seen me for 12 months.
I'm just a bit shocked, that's all.
Did you get my letters?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you write back?
Well, you were travelling so much.
Yeah, reckon I've seen most of Europe now. Oh, well, look, I'll see you tomorrow. I don't have any more change.
What's the world like, then?
Hello, Dad. Hey. Hello, sis.
Oh.
Hey, cut that out. Come and give me a hug.
Oh, welcome back, Steve.
Oh, get that rucksack off your back and come and sit yourself down. You must be knackered.
No, I'm fine. Honest.
Now then, I'll get you a drink.
No, Bill. I'll make a cup of tea. He doesn't want a drink.
Joan, I think I'd better get him a drink.
Yeah, all right, then. Perhaps you should.
Yeah, what's going on? A cup of tea's fine.
You have a drop of this, Steve.
Honestly, a cup of
tea... No. You try this scotch. It's special for the occasion, like.
Hey, steady on.
Go on. Put airs on your chest.
Oh. Well, cheers.
Steve, we've got something to tell you.
It's something you've got to know.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing as such. It's just...
Something's happened.
What?
Tell him. Please tell him quickly.
What's going on?
Oh, I don't quite know how to say this.
Mummy!
Who's that?
Mummy!
It's a child, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mummy!
It sounds like...
Uncle Steve!
Blimey! It's... Oh, God! It's Fliss, isn't it?
It is. It's Fliss. It's come back to us.
Oh!
There you go. Knock it back, and I'll top you up.
Thanks. Oh.
What's going on? It is air, isn't it? It is Fliss.
It is. Clarence took her upstairs just now.
How? I mean, it can't be, can it?
It is, Steve. I know it's difficult to understand, but it's our Fliss. Our little babby. Come on.
But what happened? Is it... Well, I mean, is it witchcraft or something?
Nothing like that, Steve.
Just come home, that's all.
Come home? What am you talking about? It was dead or saw a coffin disappear into the air.
It's a miracle, Steve. A sort of miracle.
What happened?
Well, a couple of weeks after the funeral, I'd been shopping, I come into the kitchen, made a cup of tea, and I sat down for a little cry. When all of a sudden, I fancied I could hear a voice coming from up the stairs, from Fliss's room. It sounded like a baby playing.
Who is it?
E-I-I-D-I, the farmer.
Hello? Who's up there?
One's a child. The wife wants the child.
Please? Is that you?
Hello, Nanny.
Oh. There I was. Fliss. Sitting on the rug in her bedroom as if I'd never been away, playing with her toys and laughing.
It's incredible.
No, it's a miracle, Steve.
So, is she... Well, I mean, she...
It's normal, Steve.
It's Fliss. Flesh and blood. Nothing strange about it.
What are people saying? You must have had people around asking questions.
We're not letting on about it.
Well, how can you not let on? People must have seen it.
That's now why I keep the distance.
It's as if they're scared of us.
Well, why keep it to yourself? It's a miracle, like you say. It's something important.
You know what people are like, Steve.
Social workers, police, doctors, they take her away from us. Experiment on her.
Oh, we lost her once. We don't want to lose her again.
Oh, I can hardly believe all this. I feel a bit faint. I mean, look at me. I'm all of a shake.
Oh, I was tired first. It wears off. I call Karen down now. Let's all sit down together. Bobby and all, huh? Like a family.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to give Fliss a great big hug. I've missed her.
And then bed. You'll feel a lot better after a good sleep.
Mom, I think we've got burglars in our shed.
What?
What are you doing, Steve?
Someone put a light on in the shed. It woke me up.
Oh,
I must have left it on.
You haven't been in the shed tonight.
Stop it, Bill!
No, Steve! Don't go down the shed!
What's going on?
I think we might have burglars in the shed.
Oh, God! No! You mustn't go down the shed!
Why not? What's going on?
You might... You might get hurt.
It's probably nothing. I'll just check.
Stop it, somebody! Leave, Steve! Let you down, don't!
It's all right. I'll say
no,
to
please,
it.
No, please, please! Not just yet! Don't get down the shed! Please, no!
All right, Mom. Calm down.
I won't be long. I'll check the shed.
I don't want you hurt. If there is anyone down there, you could get hurt. And I'm only just back.
Okay, Mum, I'm sorry.
Oh, God! I can't take it!
Karen! What have I done?
Nothing. It's not you.
What is it? What's in the shed that you don't want me to see?
Nothing. Nothing in there. I must have left the light on.
Steve! There's something...
Not tonight, Joan!
What's in the shed?
Nothing, I've told you. Nothing.
Right. Now then, let's all try and get some sleep.
Dad.
I know it's difficult.
Dad.
Yeah?
Where did you leave the bottle?
Oh, morning, Karen.
Hey, what's this? Breakfast in bed.
Special treat. Don't go expecting it every day.
I won't, thanks. I'll never ate all this.
You need building up. You're as thin as a rake after all your travelling.
Hark, who's talking? Oh, sorry, sis. I know you've not been well.
Come all right.
Hey, where's Phyllis?
With her nan downstairs.
Sis, are you really all right?
If you must know, I'm on tranquilizers and I take Mogadon to make me sleep. I don't feel like I'm here at all sometimes. Life's become hazy and fuzzy at the edges, like an old photo. Phyllis is even more precious now. But it scares me as well.
What do you mean?
Well, it sounds horrible, and I don't mean it to sound that way, because I do love her. But has been there, Steve. Has been to the other side of the grave and come back to me.
From what I've seen of her, she seems quite normal.
Oh, there is. But there is something else.
What?
Something we're worried about. Nothing serious, maybe, but I can't talk about it without getting... without... I'd rather leave it just now.
Karen, what's in the shed?
Please, Steve, stay away from me for the moment.
Why? What's in there?
They'll tell you. Not just yet, though. There's a lot been happening while you've been away. A lot been happening.
Oh, it's lovely out here. It's been a while since we went anywhere nice. Perfect day for a picnic. Oh, it's good to see everybody happy at last.
They're not, though, I'm like...
Oh, I don't know, Steve. Who'd have thought we'd get a second chance with this?
Yeah. But Karen's drugged up to her eyeballs, walking round in a trance. Dad's permanently pissed and you chain-smoking like a chimney.
Well, things will improve now.
Yeah, I hope so.
Did you see her catch the ball?
I caught the ball.
Oh,
well done, Flea.
Catch it again, Beth. Catch the ball for
me. Oh, well. They seem happy enough just now, anyway.
Oh, of course they are. It just takes a while to get used to that thought.
More tea?
Ah,
there's plenty in the flask. There you go. Mum, Karen said there was something else I ought to know.
Oh, not just that, Steve.
Is it to do with what's in the shed?
Oh, Steve, look, not today. It's been ages since I felt this good.
She's a real little girl now. She loves to run about and... Hang on, where is she?
Oh, God.
Where's she gone? Oh, there she is. Funny, I could have sworn for a moment.
Thank you.
Mum! Mum, we better go.
I'll pack everything up. What's going on?
It's happening, Mum. It's happening again.
What's happening?
Get the car, Steve.
Look what's happening.
Oh, God, me baba. Me poor baba.
It's all right now, Karen. Don't panic.
What the bloody hell's going on?
Phyllis, I will, Steve. That's all. It's had a funny turn. It happens now and again.
No, it's something more than that.
Now, please, Steve, get the car. It'll be all right.
Me baba.
Mum, what?
Get the car, Steve. Please.
So, there I was, still in the dark. I decided, one evening, to find out once and for all what was the big secret of the shed.
Who is it?
Who are you?
Oh, it's you, Stephen.
Auntie Dot?
Hello?
But you... You were... You as well, eh? How long have you been back?
Oh, not long.
You've been dead 3 years. What's going on?
Oh, I just suddenly appeared again one day as if I'd... So I'd never been dead at all.
Like Fliss? But where did you appear?
Oh, back in the own house. It was a bit awkward, actually, because there was another family living there now.
Oh, did they see you appear?
No, but they did see me. Thought I'd broke in or something. They thought I was some kind of lunatic. They was going to call the police. You see, I come back to life again in my old bedroom.
No.
There was no one else in there.
What was it like coming back?
I was just suddenly there. Like I'd woke up out of a very deep sleep. I sort of forgot I'd died for a bit. So when you rode, I goes down the stairs and there's all these strangers.
But what are you doing in the shed?
Oh, I was only supposed to be for a while. Till they felt they could tell you.
Well, it's freezing out here.
I've got my sleeping bag.
Come on, Aunt. Back into the house. I'll make us a hot drink. Oh.
The mysterious puzzle of the garden shed had been solved, and the universe had inherited another greater puzzle. Death had given up its booty for the first and only time since the Big Bang. Time went by, and the strange secret we lived with began to make us feel claustrophobic.
I thought we might go out today. It'd be nice to do something together.
I don't really go out, Stephen.
Oh, come on, Aunt. You can't lock yourself away forever.
I scare people.
Scare them?
People that knew me before.
Well, that's their problem.
They do tend to keep away from us, though, Doc.
Apart from Mrs. Stanley.
Who's Mrs. Stanley?
Oh, you know her. From the new flats round the corner. Fancies herself. Wears an old fur coat I got from a jumble sale.
She's a born-again Christian now.
Custer Tyneside Pentecostal.
Who knows me?
Always says summit.
Shouts out.
In the middle of the street.
Well, who cares what she says?
Oh, Steve, you're right. Dot I've been out for ages. Now, a little shopping trip won't hurt. You could stay indoors forever.
You're on.
Will Mr. Spigot come to the checkout, please? Mr. Spigot to the checkout. Thank you.
Oh, it's been years since I've been in a supermarket.
Yeah, I suppose it has, does.
Please? Oh, I spotted the biscuit. I better go and get her.
Fruit this way, Joan. We don't really eat much fruit. Well, maybe a few oranges.
When I was abroad, I lived on fruit, mainly.
No wonder you have to think.
Oh, thank God he's not one of them vegetarians.
Hey, I've been thinking about it, actually.
Don't you dare become a vegetarian. You'll find a way to...
Mom, what's wrong?
Nothing.
You've gone all pale.
I'm all right.
You too, Aunt. What's going on now?
Nothing, Stephen.
Slip of the tongue.
What do you mean, slip of the tongue? What did you say?
Nothing really, Stephen. Please let it go, cook.
Will Mr. Spigot come to the checkout, please? Mr. Spigot to the checkout.
Oh, yes, I mean, please. Oh, no.
Look who's behind her. Oh, Mrs. Stanley and her friends.
There they are.
Oh, no. They've followed me. Ignore them.
Look at them. They're zombies, they are.
Just ignore them.
I think it's disgusting.
Mind your own carrying business.
It is my business when the dead start walking round Tesco.
They're not dead.
No, because they're zombies.
Oh, why do I leave us alone?
I'll leave you alone when you're properly laid to rest.
Oh, it's a wicked thing to say.
Oh, you're the wicked one. Look, cock, why don't you go back to your grave like any normal person?
Because I was cremated. Now, piss off. That's your girl.
Well, I never.
What's the world coming to?
I wonder if the manager's aware that the dead him walking round here.
Thank you.
Or at the meat counter, too.
Okay.
Please, come on, chew it properly, then swallow it.
Yuck. Don't like it.
Don't laugh at her. I think she's doing something good.
Perhaps she wants to be a vegetarian.
She's having it whether she likes it or not. It's good for her.
Remember it, home, Joan. We'd always have a roast of a Sunday. Oh. Sometimes never see meat at all during the week.
Oh, God, here we go.
Oh, they don't know what it's like to scrape by.
We always had wee Sunday roast. Though it'd only be the size of a piece.
Dad sliced his so thin, it was transparent.
Oh, there'll be no stopping him now.
Oh, do you remember the potatoes he used to grow and the allotments? Never any bigger than golf balls and whittle with worm. Oh, no. Oh, no, not again. Oh, please. Oh, John, can you see me? Can you hear me?
What the hell's happening? Oh, Dot, what's happening?
Sit down, Steve.
Take the bat back, Karen.
Oh, God. Felice, call me Mummy. There's a good girl.
She's appearing and disappearing. What's happening to her?
Don't panic, Steve.
Dad, don't worry. Stay calm.
Oh, shit.
It happens every now and again, Steve. It should pass soon.
We
may have, Dad. Oh, it's wearing off now. You're becoming clear again.
Oh, I can see you all again.
Oh,
thank God.
And you're all right, Dad.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm a bit dizzy.
I'm back now. It's all over.
Do you want a drink, Doctor?
Don't be daft, Bill. I won't be wanting alcohol just now. Now, here's some water.
Oh, dear, Jim. Oh, just go and have a lie down.
Oh, I'll have to have me a drop. Steve, do you want one?
No, I don't. All I want is some explanations.
It happens now and again. She disappeared completely once for about 10 seconds.
It happened to Felice that day in the countryside, didn't it?
Yes.
You sure you won't have a drop?
No. Yeah, go on, give me a shot. And I'll go and have a word with Aunt Dot.
What's going on, Aunt?
Every time I have an attack, I think it's the last one. Sooner or later, I'll disappear. Never come back again.
Aunt, what was it like when he died? What is there on the other side of existence?
Nothing, Stephen. Just a blank. That's what's so terrifying.
Nothing at all.
Karen, what is it?
Is it Felice?
It's gone! My baby's disappeared!
We shouted and pleaded at the empty air for hours on end, but she'd gone forever. Karen was admitted to the psychiatric ward of the local hospital. A few weeks later, Aunt Dot vanished too. We tried to carry on as normal. Me and Dad even put up a greenhouse. But after that, they began to act strange, fussing and following me about the place. After a few months, I decided to move out.
Oh, I'm not sure it's a good idea, Steve.
I'm sorry, Dad. But I've made my mind up.
Your dad's right, Steve. You should really stay here.
Why?
Well,
we don't want to lose you, Steve. Here, tell him, Joan.
Oh, you tell him I can't.
Can't tell me what? Look, I've just about had enough of this. Oh, God. What? It's me. It's happening to me.
Just be quiet, Steve. It should pass.
I can't see for a flea. Am I here? Oh, no, not me. Not me. Please. Please.
Oh, you're back, son. It's all right now.
All right. All bloody right.
Cut the bullshit. Tell me what's going on.
Oh, Steve, I am sorry.
Have a drink, I Steve?
What's happening to me? Come on, tell me, you bastard!
Steve, you're choking me!
Please!
What's happening to me? I'm appearing and disappearing like a fart gone wrong now. Tell me, tell me!
Steve, I'm...
All right.
Oh, dear.
Let's have some sudden truth. Say it. Just bleeding say it. I'm dead, aren't I?
I'm afraid so.
How? How did it happen?
It was an accident, Steve.
A freak accident?
About 6 months after Fliss died. The second time she died, I mean.
But I can't remember anything.
He was helping your dad put up his new greenhouse.
I'm sorry, son.
It was a freak accident.
I feel so guilty.
There's no point blaming yourself.
What happened, please?
I was fixing the top glass. You was holding the ladder. I dropped a pane.
Freak accident?
It was the angle it fell, must have been. You crouching, you see, right underneath it. Sort of acted like a guillotine. Took your head clean off.
You what?
I'm so sorry, son. You appeared in your bedroom just a few minutes later. You was dazed and had an headache.
Not surprising, really.
We told you you had a fever. Made you lie in bed for a few days.
But what did you do with me body?
Your dad buried it.
Where?
Under the shed, Steve. I put a good, thick, concrete pad on top of you.
Oh, thanks.
I'm so sorry. It was just an accident.
A freak accident.
Oh, well. Accidents happen, I suppose.
So, here I am, at 3 a.m. in the morning, sitting in a garden shed on top of my own corpse. Life, eh? Two refugees from the grave had now cruelly disappeared again into the misty ether of death. Is someone or something playing with us, toying with reality? I wonder sometimes whether little Fliss has twinkled into view in a parallel universe somewhere. Some other plane. I mean, if resurrection is possible. But then, I remember Aunt Dot's words.
Nothing, Stephen. Just a blank. That's what's the terrifying.
So, I hang on to life like an old light bulb, occasionally flickering in and out of existence, waiting for someone to come along and switch me off forever. And you know, sometimes... Oh, well, here we go again. Oh, God, I hate this. Oh, really?
I must be out here. The light's on.
Steve! Are you there? Steve!
In Light Bulbs by Alex Jones, Steve was played by David Holt, Joan by Gilly Mears, and Bill by Terry Malloy. Lorna Laidlaw was Karen, Joyce Gibbs, Aunt Dot, Sunny Ormond, Mrs. Stanley, Richard Curnow, the Vicar, and Mia Busby, Felicity. The music was composed by Alex Jones, and the play was directed at Pebble Mill by Sue Wilson.